Okay, so this is a 5-minute nugget by Dr. Chetna. So I'm going to ask a question, and then within 5 minutes she will answer the question. Dr. Chetna, when you see a patient come to you, what is it that comes to your mind? What is your feeling? What is your approach, if you can just describe that, mm-hmm. as a medical doctor?
Mm-hmm. Whenever you see a new patient, the first thing, of course, I mean, I try to ask them is how they got to know us. Why did they come to us?
Yes.
Because I want to know why did they choose us. And most of them will tell different ways. Word of mouth is usually what they say. And then they read something about biography on write up or whatever on in our website, and some come to insurance companies. So that's the first thing I would, you know, ask them. And then the next thing is I start from the history, but always go into the past, not just medical stuff. It depends on what they come in for. If they have a lot of issues, then I will have to tell them that I get to know you first in the first visit. And what I mean by that is where they come from, what is their expectation from us, and also I will tell them how we work, and in the sense like how we work as have an integrated approach, and we are a team, mm-hmm. Not just me. It's all the people in the office, because if we don't work together, then we can't achieve or we cannot achieve 100% satisfaction, and that's the goal. Are we at that? Almost, but you know, we can always get better. So that's the whole idea. So give them an idea about what my approach to medicine is, and it is not just physical health. It is more than that, because mind, how it's connected, mind and connected to the body, mind and spirit connected to the body. And I think most of them appreciate it. Some of them don't understand because they've never heard it before. Because the traditional model is, okay, I get to know your past complaints, past medical history, past surgical history. I go over that also. And then, okay, what can I help you with today? What's your complaint? And then kind of go with that and do blood work and come back. But I think we know that illness, or if they have illness, comes more than that. And if somebody's coming for a with nothing, like not much, and just to establish care because they think they need a doctor in case they get sick, it's actually gives us more time to kind of know them more, where they're coming from, and you know, in general, what they're about, what their interests are, and what are they looking for. So mm-hmm. I think that's the general way of approaching them.
From an energy point of view, when you see a patient, what is your interaction with regards to energy?
Between me and them?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your feeling about, or I don't know how you want to put that, but.
So I think I want to put my best foot forward in the sense that I want to tell them who I am, what I am about. And that usually comes out the way I ask questions and I get to know them.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're welcome to ask me whatever questions they have.
Sure.
I think most of the time, how it depends on how my inner state is. Mm-hmm. If I am one which wants to connect with them and offer everything I can to them, they already get that feeling. They already get that, you know, that vibes from me, and they know where they are. First of all, I want them to feel that even when they walk into the office. And that energy is created by everybody. So they need to come in to say that, okay, we feel welcome. We feel like we are in a place where people will care about us. You know, we are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, are there for us, you know, medically. I think that's very important for us when people walk in. And a lot of people say that. And when they say that, it's very, very satisfying.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. Would you want to make a final comment in the last 30 seconds here? Just on the intention that you walk in with when you see any patient. Just a brief comment on that.
The intention is always connecting with the patient as much as possible to see where they're coming from,
mm-hmm.
and what they actually would need.
Okay.
And most of them need compassion. Most of them need somebody to listen to, because they know everything else is kind of organized, meaning it's the protocols you have to follow, and everybody does that.
Yeah.
But when you get that connectedness, you get a better idea about how to help the patient, just not in one field, but just looking at them as a whole mm-hmm. person.
And it builds a doctor-patient relationship.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Chetna, for that brief, nice recording there.
Tell me when you ask me if I'm not...